Participants first had to ride a mechanical shark, then jump right into 30 push-ups, 40 squats, 50 mountain climbers, various agility tests, and then run through a blow-up obstacle course. Fitness instructor and founder of the event, Stacey Krupski, says the challenge hits close to home.
My mom is a breast cancer survivor. I did go through a scare myself a couple years ago. I had found one of my very first lumps. Luckily, that came back fine, but I've had to deal with a biopsy, and now I'm at high risk because of my mom, and I started my first MRI this year.
Music played and the crowd cheered as competitors went two by two, trying to beat the clock. If anyone were to beat one of the Penn State athletic trainers' times, they would receive a special prize. One of the trainers present, Aaron Wortman, explains the importance of exercising to reduce the risk of getting breast cancer.
Exercising 4 to 7 hours a week has been shown to lower the risk. Those who exercise tend to maintain a healthier weight and lifestyle. It also limits the production of insulin, and insulin's a hormone which affects the way breast cancer cells behave and grow.
Those who could not make the actual challenge were able to take part in special fitness classes during the day or simply donate to the cause. Krupski hopes that the event will help make a big difference and create awareness of the disease.
You know, the women and men that are unfortunately diagnosed with this disease, you know, they have a huge challenge ahead of them. And so we figure that our students need to have a little bit of a challenge, even if it's only, you know, for a few minutes.
For Calm Radio, I'm Allie Marzella.